All right, we're recording and now we're streaming. We're streaming, but there's nobody in the room yet.
Well, there might be some people that they'll lurk early and then also they'll watch the VOD as well.
Hi, people that watch the VOD. This is when you get like some of your more exclusive content from us.
You scrolling around mindlessly talking.
I am not mindlessly scrolling not around,
not even realizing what is coming out of your mouth.
I am honestly, seriously, I am actually trying to get the creator dashboard up on my screen so I can see the Chatterino. Up oh, now I'm not doing Chatterino, anything.
Verb Abrams, Bedpan Surprise, Otterberry Dog, Joey Mac at 12, Short Shine, Light Leaks. Okay, enough of this reading. We got to get to the someone subscribed now.
Bent toenails.
Ben Grimm 13 subscribing in Prime 18 months. What's up? Yeah, I've heard about your toenails. I heard they're an issue.
Oh, they're big. You want to see them?
Oh, don't feel bad, Petty Bonks. I'm sorry if I made you feel bad for saying shut up. If I need to be told to shut up sometimes.
You want to see my toenails? You want to see if I can get my toenail up here?
No.
What time?
No. Honestly, don't do this. Don't do this.
You can't see the toenails. Also, hold on.
Grease Buddy gifting 5 tier 1 subs to the community. Thank you for the gift subs. Video Space Games, thanks for subscribing. Verb Abrams, thanks for subscribing. Can you not do it though? I don't think you're even allowed to do it on Twitch.
Shut up. Now you're just saying that about anything I want to do.
Yeah, anytime Brian just like has an idea, he doesn't know the rules of Twitch, so if he has an idea for something, I'm like, oh, they don't let you do that on Twitch. The rule is like, yeah.
You're allowed to show feet, though.
Yeah, I don't even have the login stuff for the Twitch or anything. It's Robin Banks and it's me, Pay, subscribing. I can't control Brian.
ECT by Radio Shack. Let me explain something to you. I take my shoes off after I shower and I put on Birkenstocks now.
Antoine Greaseman subscribing with Prime 17 months. Now, why did you start? I thought you only wore shoes all the time.
I put socks on and Birkenstocks.
Socks?
Dry and shower.
Before
today,
you
I'm not. For some reason, I didn't. I was freezing cold. That's why I'm wearing a hoodie tonight.
Yeah, but you got bare feet on right now or Birk? Birks.
I'm bare feet in, well, the Birkenstocks, but bare feet in Birkenstocks.
For you, wearing Birkenstocks without socks is bare feet.
Basically, because I hate having my feet out, but they got cold downstairs. I should have put socks on. That's what I should have done.
You wear, you in your own shower, you wear sandals?
No. I get it. I'm naked in the shower, mm-hmm. like most. Mm-hmm. I know people don't believe that.
Hey, shout out to Brian being naked in the shower, everyone in the chat.
You have to be. I don't have slippers, Teddy Bonks. What? I'm not fucking a 1950s dad or anything. I also don't have those little sock things where you put the, you know what I mean?
No. Those, hey, thanks for the 200 bits, like, Bob Zombie.
Sock suspenders. You know
hey,
what I'm talking
Bob
about?
Bob Zombie gave 200 bits. I'm trying to
thank
say
you, thank Bob you, Bob Zombie. We love you. The socks, suspenders. You know what I'm talking about?
No. Sock that's garters.
Also slippers.
Sock garters. Yeah. Sock garters.
Yeah, that's also, that's like what slippers people wear. It's like, slippers is an old guy thing.
You think slippers is an old guy thing? I do have slippers, but I don't really wear them. I wear slides. I have like Adidas slides that I wear that I kind of will like wear around the house, you know? But I don't know. Is it an old guy thing?
Yep.
Shout out if you're an old guy in the chat or if you're a younger person and you're like, yo, that's old guy shit.
I'm young.
Robin Banks says slippers is a normal, regular people thing.
I want to look at something real quick before we, yeah, before we really get rolling.
Birkenstocks is an old guy thing.
For cool old guys, though.
Slippers are normal, I think, because women wear, it's not even an old guy thing. Women love slippers, too, I think.
Well, so I know both of the women in my house are wearing them all the time. I'm like,
I mean, yeah.
Old. Slippers are silly. You go check your newspaper with them. You put your newspaper in.
I don't get a newspaper. I read my news online.
On Twitch. Twitter. Twitter on Twitter.
Yeah, I read my news on Twitch. I
let's take a look at something real quick, Chris.
Okay.
So Chris sends me this message, right? He's like, these are my seats at hockey.
Well,
aren't they good?
I didn't say aren't they good.
He said these are some good seats. Now let me show you.
I just went to the game today, by the way. This is from today's game. We just watched Tampa Bay beat the Canucks in Vancouver. Stefan and I went to the game.
So let me scroll down and show my hockey tickets. Oh. There's something right there, huh? Huh?
Yeah.
Now who looks happier?
Yeah.
Who's having a better time?
We had a great time. It was a really good game.
Somebody said not a review of the game.
Kucherov killed us. I mean, Kucherov was I was like, oh, sweet, Kucherov's back. I get to watch him play, but I kind of wish he wasn't back because he kind of picked us apart there in the second period. But we were right down there where he scored where he scored and assisted on the goals. It was fun. It was a fun time.
Someone in here said not even a view of the game. I think if you look in the background right here behind the free pizza.
Yeah.
There's some hockey going on there. Okay. So,
yeah.
I thought I'd show how much better my hockey tickets were than Chris's. That's all.
You paid more for yours.
Maybe.
Well, that's true. Because it's Columbus. Yeah. That's a good point.
Yeah. Because I helped you get. Those tickets last year, and it was
that's different though. That was the playoffs. Those were like $600 tickets, but I got to see JT Miller score the winning goal against Edmonton when we thought we were going to win the Stanley Cup, and it was incredible. Discop subscribing tier one 6 months, and yeah, that's different than what this game was. It didn't cost that much. TJ Miller. Imagine. Some of us disagree with him
on stuff.
Poor JT Miller, you know what I mean? To have that. He's like such a... it's too bad.
You remember when Opie and Anthony were like, this TJ Miller guy's famous as shit. We got to get on board with him. And then had him on the show all the time.
Yeah, they got on the train.
Another guy. That's another guy. So we got the Drew Curtis from FARC.
Yeah.
That they would have on and they would never be a dick to. They were like, this is, you know, important guy. TJ Miller and Jim Jeffries are now three guys we figured out that, like,
Jim Jeffries was a big time. He's like your nemesis, eh? You hate Jeffries.
He sucks. He's just
Brian hates Jeffries. Listen, I don't like him one way or the other, but Brian hates him. He always is talking shit on Jeffries. And by the way,
I don't have any porno tabs. First of all, you must
be new here if you're complaining that Brian is showing the whole interface. That's what he'll do often for the whole stream.
I don't put porno on this TV unless it is. Wait, one thing. Unless we're playing Night Blue. Everybody's favorite card game.
Nobody. I don't think anybody was.
Yeah. Look, everybody's excited. Look at this.
Can I tell you guys something?
Let's go.
A little spoiler alert, okay?
We're gaming.
We recorded the 100th episode with a lot of guests, 8 different guests, plenty of your favorites on there. And Brian busted this game out. Started playing it.
I love this idea that Chris didn't also encourage me to bring Night Blue out.
No, I didn't think it was good because it was so many of us there. You know,
you encouraged it. You fucking 100%. You got to see this game.
Yeah, maybe I did once I realized all the people on the call how funny they would think because I wanted to, yeah, because we were telling them about ass jobs and pussy jobs.
Yeah. Well, you don't. Yeah. A pussy job. My daughter was like downstairs when we were doing that episode and she said she heard me say massage her tits and it ran into another room. So
she ran away from that sound. Like it was like it was a horror movie and it was like a monster. She just ran into like a different room.
Yeah, I mean, I would too if my dad was yelling, massage her tits.
It's disgusting, especially if you have, like, if my dad had the kind of whatever, like, you know, it's not going to end with a massage, is my point.
Well, yeah, it will. I follow the rules.
Yeah, you know what I mean. I mean, the guy's got a real checkered past.
I always like to make Team Pink Chris
Yeah, you got that real classic 1990 sense of humor. You laugh really hard at the idea of me being the pink team.
The chat. All right, Chris and the chat play on a team. I don't need anybody on my team.
Yeah.
Let's take a look here. Let's shuffle them up and see what's going on.
Okay.
I don't want all that same sex.
This is a one of the good things about this game. It's great for the stream.
Give him an ass. Well, we've already seen give him an ass job use lubricant. So we're going to accept that.
They might only have a few of them.
Yeah, I think they do. Massage her tits.
I think there might only be six or seven of them.
Give him a pussy job.
Oh, man. This is getting exposed. Tom's
exposing Night Blue.
Hey, I'm Joe. Thanks for subscribing. And Tom's Dick Needle gifting a tier one sub to Teen Stepdad.
You guys want to see something weird, though? Let me do this. Because
That's too bad because I thought it's going to be the biggest game of the year.
The Canucks game or the Night Blue game?
Night Blue. I thought Night Blue was going to be the biggest game of the year, but now we're finding out it kind of has limited capabilities.
So I was like, looking at my crap the other day, not my actual crap, of course. But
by the way, my son Charlie, if I could speak on him momentarily, he did his first couple logs.
Oh, I loved it when that happened because those are easier to clean.
But they're harder on the little guy though. He's harder to.
You know what? We all got to learn how to crap logs.
Who's
you know?
Charlie? Says Party Tempo. That's my son. It's my son.
My son.
My son. They smell worse. Oh yeah. Well, he's on like solid foods. He's on like, he eats salmon. He eats like pasta. You know.
Where the fuck is my thing? Oh, here it is. Okay. So I'm looking at my YouTube the other day, and I noticed like this thing just shows up because like some older videos are suddenly showing up on my YouTube. And what I found is this video where Michael Noland drives to the Apple store to pick up some equipment. So
thank you for the sub, Flat Broke.
You have never seen him like this.
I've never seen him out of his house other than on the beach. Oh, his mom.
Dripping. It's fixed. My water was dripping downstairs.
Downstairs? Wait.
Kind of bad.
Whoa. Master of hilarity. This guy probably was a leak like through the.
The floorboards problem. The floorboards here are fucking terrible. So I think my water spilled over and it was spilling and it was dripping down through a crack in the floorboard.
Wait, that should be cause for concern.
It's not really because like the other day we had some friends over and one of them stepped on a couple floorboards and fell right through the floor. So, you know, some of us have a house with some.
Wait a second. That makes it more of a cause for concern. That doesn't make it less. Doesn't help your point.
It was downstairs when she stepped through the floor. It wasn't upstairs. I don't know what's going on with this dripping downstairs.
No, but my point would be it could be unsafe. That could be unsafe. You don't want to be in a situation where there's like water just leaks through like because it wasn't, how long was the water tipped over for? It's leaking that fast.
Oh, it's a lot of water. It was a lot of water. It
so
wasn't
you
just a,
you just
it
caused,
wasn't a drippy drippy, it was like a spilly.
So you just caused a big fucking like an actual,
I guess we'll find out, won't we? I don't know. It's never happened before. This is the first time this has happened. I'm sure it's fine. All right. I do think I should move to a nicer apartment, but you know what? It's just not.
No. This is not an apartment. You should just not. You should not just knock over your water and leave it.
I didn't know I left it, by the way. I just looked down. She said something's dripping. And I looked down and my water was laying there. My floor was wet.
Well, didn't know when she said it, was she, this is Katie.
Mm-hmm.
When Katie said it, was she like, did she seem like a little bit like worried or was it?
No, because this house is just, you know, the floors and shit are just dookie. Nobody ever comes here. It's just us. But you know?
Okay.
And we invite people over, but they don't come over. So everybody always wants to do it at their house. You know, so it doesn't matter to us, really.
Gotcha.
It's a place we sleep.
Yeah, that's a good question from Short Shine. Maybe before we start, did you clean the puddle up or like what did you just because I didn't notice you like.
I didn't clean the puddle up. There's not much of a puddle. It seems to have all went.
It seems to have all gone.
Yeah.
There's no more water left on it, on the top, on the floor.
It's some. All. I don't know. I'm going to have to take a look at this when I finish recording. But
I got to say I apologize. I ate a weed gummy at the hockey game and so I'm a little bit stoned right now if I'm being totally honest. And
I'm not chill. I'm just not worrying about it now because honestly, there's nothing that can be done about it. My landlord isn't going to send Steve over, and if Steve comes over, he'll just be like, "Yeah, that's a, you know,
who's Steve?"
That's before Steve's the maintenance guy. Steve.
Maintenance guy. Sen Pookie subscriber.
Not a great maintenance guy. He doesn't really do good work, but what are you going to do, you know?
Well, he's working.
That's why you rent.
That's
actually, it's not why you rent. It's when you rent, you just can't get caught up worrying about that kind of thing because it just happens. So, anyway.
Is Steve like officially the guy or is he like his friend or whatever?
Her, all of the people that work around here are just people she knows that are friends.
So the lady owns, does she live in the one beside you?
She does right now. Yeah.
She does right now. There's like two, how many units is it? Just two or is it four?
Yeah.
Just two. Yeah. It's just like a duplex. It's a duplex.
Yeah. Yeah, it's fine. It's totally fine. Like I said, if it had been that I dumped my water and then I looked over and the floor, it was at like another part of the floor, I'd worry. But it is literally at a spot where there's like a crack in the floor.
I mean,
it's not a big deal.
Okay, to me, yeah. Like to me, it would be.
I put my foot on the board and it's in there. It just, there's a little cracky hole in the floor. I don't know what to tell you. It's not a big deal, you know?
Okay, I believe you. Let's watch Michael Nolan. I believe you. It's not a big deal.
Hey, everybody. Mike.
That's the old Michael Nolan. That's what he looked like 3 years ago.
Before he cleaned up?
I don't know. But watch how he... You get to see him frailly walk away.
Nolan here. Welcome to the Bottom Line. I thought you might want to take a quick trip with me to one of my favorite places to visit, my local Apple store.
I mean, that's... I'm going listen.
To pick up...
He does look like the classic kind of old guy that would love either it goes one way or the other. He either fucking loves the Apple Store or he fucking hates it. He says a corporation, man, like fucking they're ruining everything, man. But like he went the other way with it.
I love the Apple Store, to tell you the truth, but
I don't like it. Oh,
sell me something I want.
I don't like it very much. The only time I go into the Apple Store, I get all my Apple stuff online. The only time I go to the Apple Store is if I need to charge my phone. I'm like in the mall and I need to charge my phone or whatever, you know.
Wait, they let you do that?
Yeah, of course. Well, you don't have to let you. You just unplug the fucking thing and plug it in.
I carry a battery everywhere I go.
It'll be a new piece of equipment for the studio.
In the truck. Grabbing my keys and we'll be off.
Oh, that's scary when he does that.
I had that kind of key until the most recent car I have.
This is a scare. Right now, the image of him is kind of scary.
I'm scared of him being in the car. I didn't watch this whole thing, but when I saw him getting in a car, I'm like, well, we got to watch this.
Wow, Tom's Trips official gifting 5 tier 1 subs to the community. Hey, thank you so much. Really appreciate that.
Here we go.
Matt's in there.
Okay, so it's the first of the month, and today is the day I've decided to spend my budgeted allotment studio.
Really holding off, eh? I get it.
Studio.
I get it though. First of the month, you know what I mean? Hey, money came in, boom.
That's what I do, baby. Spent some money. This month I didn't because Christmas. That's the worst part of the year, you know.
Yeah, because you don't get to spend a bunch of money
on yourself. You get to spend a bunch of money.
It's just you don't get.
You know what I did this week? You know what I did last week?
What?
The Lego store had 2x points. So like 90% of the list of people we have to buy for got Legos for Christmas.
Tank Costanza subscribing showing 12 months. I think at least tell
double
me
points.
Please tell me their children.
My sister's not a child. She's in her 40s, but I got her one. I thought about getting my brother one, but I got him a couple of hats.
A couple of hats, yeah.
Yeah.
What about your sister? Like, do you think that she would like it, honestly, at all?
She sent me months ago an email or a text of a picture of the Lego cat set. It's called Tuxedo Cat, and said, you should get this. I was like, well, I don't want it. It's a stupid cat. It's only $99. It's not even enough pieces to keep me satisfied or anything. It's not a big deal. So I bought it for her. Has it.
Well, this is brutal for her because she's like, she just saw a Lego thing and she like knows you like Lego and she's like, oh, you should get this.
No, so here's the thing. She didn't say she wanted it, but my wife was like, all right, we're going to give you a choice. You give us a Christmas list or you're going to get what we give you. And she was like, you know what? I want to get what, you know, I'll get what you get me. She's like excited. She's like spinning the wheel, but I think she might think it's not Legos.
Do you think there's a little bit of a hint of like, hey, Brian's doing a little better now. I see him splashing cash around for himself. Maybe I'll spin the wheel here. Maybe you get me a goddamn trip or some shit. Like, remember that Lego thing that you told me to buy for myself?
Well, why would you tell me to buy it if you didn't want it?
What do you mean?
Like, why would she tell me to buy it if I
guess she probably came across
it? She didn't think it was totally cool.
She thought she came across it, and then she's like, oh.
Wanted to talk to me, maybe? She wanted to have a conversation?
She wanted to have a conversation or whatever.
You don't know my sister, then. She would never want to have a conversation. Well, she would, but she wouldn't want to talk to me about anything I care.
Which is she
chef sister.
Okay, yeah.
Real sister. Sister that goes to trivia with me. And always forgets that there's three games. And also, let me tell you something about trivia this fucking week.
Okay. Didn't win, I guess, from
the the first round by a lot, actually, by 30 points. We've won the first round by a lot. You're not even allowed to win twice. So we won the first round, and then we did okay in the second and third round, but we didn't really care because you can't get any prizes after you win one.
So you got prizes?
We did get prizes.
Yeah. What did you get?
A hat that said beer and had Ohio on it.
Where is it?
I think my sister took it.
Oh, okay.
Well, see, she's getting all kinds of stuff. Legos, a hat that says beer.
Interesting, though, that you can't produce the hat and show it.
A cup, a BrewDog cup with a BrewDog sticker and a BrewDog gift card of indeterminate amount. Nobody could tell us how much the gift card was. We did win. We won. We had like three perfect rounds, and guess who answered all those questions?
Well, can you give me an example of one of the questions?
I don't remember. I got a few questions about sports, right? And that was like, my wife was like, look at this motherfucker. You know, who was the MVP in the Washington football team versus the Buffalo Bills Super Bowl? And by process of elimination, I knew that the quarterback for the Redskins was Mark Rippon. And I also knew that quarterbacks a lot of times will win the MVP because they're the most popular player. Boom. Pick that. Everybody was impressed. And
yeah,
I was like, because I'm really into sport.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good. Yeah.
Thank you.
That's like Timothy Chalamet freaking shocking us with his knowledge on sports. Wow. Whew. Kuiper and Chalamet.
Ripping. And then there was another sports one. I don't remember what it was, but I got it right because I know things. I got shit in my head. So anyway, we're in the second game. We're doing really well.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how many pins do you have to knock down to get a 300 in bowling? And I was like 120. And my wife looked at me like she was confused. And then my sister's like, it's 140. I was like, it's 120. And they went with her and picked the 140. And guess what? Wrong. It was 120. That really bummed me out. And I brought it up six times this weekend and gotten yelled at all six times because sometimes things happen. And
why wouldn't they believe you on it?
I think that just I don't want them to hear me. My wife's like in the house right now. I think they get so jealous that I know so many answers sometimes that they switch the answer.
I see. So they just like, you're saying they like, it's like at a meeting where like one person has all the good ideas, the marketing meeting or whatever. And then someone else is just like, their team is like, no, we're actually going to go with this idea.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Dude, this guy's been answering. Brian's been answering all the questions. I don't want him to think he's like more powerful than the team. In reality,
you think you could do it without them?
Yep. Easily. Well,
so if I, hey, do you know, if I come to town, maybe I could join, like we could have a team or whatever.
Me and you?
Yeah, and we could go against them because my sports
knowledge. I don't need you either.
My sports knowledge, Brian. Brian, my sports
knowledge. Did you hear that sports question I answered right?
Brian, what? I know better. I know more though. I know a lot of stuff, a lot of different sports as well, Brian.
Mark Rippon. So,
yeah. Okay. Yeah. Good. Hey, thank you.
They don't want me to get the answer right. That's the thing. And then I get it. I get jealous too.
Hey, Toast Eddie, subscribing tier one. Thank you so much for subscribing. I'm going to join Katie's team. You can join with maybe your brother, your sister, maybe.
I don't need them. You can have them all. I'll go alone at this.
You're saying Kuiper against the world.
Yes. I would love to fucking do that. Oh,
Ryan, I'm good at trivia, and
yeah, I believe that when I see it. I don't think you are. We should hire a trivia person to come on here so I can beat you at trivia. Let's check in with Michael here.
And usually, I have twice the money.
No, I don't hang out with Ren Fair sister.
It's not Ren Fair sister. This is different sister. But he's gonna get. He's just about to complain about it, how he's got half the amount of money usually. What's going? I hope he doesn't get into the weeds on this.
I do. That's what I want.
To spend. But this month, due to slight overspending last month, I have half that money. Oh, so no. I had two options that I could possibly go with. One was...
I'm excited to find out what the full amount is. We'll be able to take...
Yeah. He loves his gear. Like he's real. I didn't like, this is like a thing. He's like, I have to get in here and do this every single month. First of the month. As soon as I get money is the first thing I'm doing.
Somebody here asked if he's on Social Security. A man with that color hair does not get Social Security.
Yeah. Like, thank you very much. What Social Security at 35? I think not. I think not. Games like that, yeah. Right. Laugh you out of the place.
That fucking hair, dude, is really blonde in this picture.
Oh, like, yeah, it's all different colors. It's basically every single color.
He does have every single color of hair on it.
Yeah. Oh, he has gray, red, black, brown, blonde. He has every single one.
If Michael dyes his hair blonde,
yeah,
that'll blow my fucking mind.
Oh, he would look so dope with like short hair, like Eminem, bleach blonde.
I do have to say, I bought this candle yesterday. The scent was Dracar Noir. And,
Jesus Christ. What the hell?
It's Dracar making me feel Noir. Sick.
Dracar,
right now,
Dracar Noir.
Like,
Oh my god,
man. It's my Dracar Noir. And as it was burning, I was sitting here, I was like, fuck. Ugh, I feel nauseous.
Dude, that is honestly the trashiest. That might be the trashiest candle I've ever heard of anyone buying. Dracar Noir candle. Wow.
My wife pointed it out. She's like, that probably smells like that man stuff you like. And I was like, yeah, Dracar Noir. And I bought it. And I don't know if I could burn that one.
She got it wrong there to say that. That would be even, you know what I mean? Like, but you got it way more wrong to not be like, no, or even just be, you smell it and be like, oh no, it's not exactly.
No, it smells good when it's not burning. I think when it's been burning for a few minutes and it's a big four wicker, and I think it was just too much Dracar. Maybe if I would have lit
four, four wick Dracar.
You see the size of this? Look.
Just fucking reeking. Your whole house just reeks of Dracar Noir.
Oh, man.
Brian. Come on.
I thought it smells good. It smells good when it's not burning. I'm
four wick Dracar Noir. Okay.
As a microphone to better record acoustic guitars and backing vocals, things like that.
Wait, I was
Where
is this made?
Oh, he's talking about which one he's getting. Hold on.
But no, but just is he still making? Is he still making music? Is he still making music then that he's recording?
2021, he was.
We got to find some of his music.
Well, let's hear it, because we found some of his music.
Bars and backing vocals, things like that. I was looking at the Shure SM57. And so that, within my limited budget this month, would have been a good buy. But then again, I got to thinking about what the studio needs in the moment. So as some of you already know, my studio is what I consider to be a budget YouTube studio containing both consumer.
Oh, can you pause it? The way that he's like, he realizes that he has to be in the corner to like be seen behind the wheel. So he's like, he's looked at the thing. He's looked at himself. There was a cut there. And he looked at it and framed himself up. So now he's doing this really awkward driving.
And pro equipment. And so I started thinking, you know, well, I did, due to my budget constraints, order and buy the iPad Pro 12.9-inch. But I bought it with its base amount of storage. As some of you know.
You don't want to do that. I mean, listen, I know I get a lot of grief for being Mr. Spend too much money on everything.
Yeah.
Like a $40 candle that smells like Dracar Noir.
You spent 40 on the Dracar candle. You spent 10 a wick. 10 per wick on that fucker. Holy shit. That's a ripoff. Candles are expensive, but like, it's like one thing to get it. It's like, oh, it's $12 or whatever. You know what I mean? But yeah. That's far too much.
40 bolts? So he's got an iPad.
Oh, I use as an external drive, the G Drive 1 TB external hard drive. And
oh my god, can you go back? Can you play that part over? He edited it together like 9 different things to get it.
I'm gonna just let it roll then.
Inch, but I bought it with its base amount of storage. As some of you know, I use as an external drive, the G Drive 1 TB external hard drive. And
it looks like somebody taking stuff out of context.
What is it? External hard drive. Like it's someone's like, yeah, piecing it together. The way that he leaves way too much time. Can you go back? I gotta watch this one more time. Sorry.
It's like 20 seconds, I think, here.
It's okay.
My budget constraint.
All right, wait, one more. Let's see.
And so I started thinking, you know, well, I did, due to my budget constraints, order and buy the iPad Pro 12.9-inch, but
I bought it with its base amount of storage. As some of you know, I use as an external drive, the G Drive 1 terabyte external hard drive. And all of a sudden, I just started thinking, wait a minute, you know, for the same price of that microphone,
I like what he says. I got the iPad Pro with the two with base level because he didn't remember the number of gigs that were on the thing.
I'm losing my mind at this video because it's in the car too. So like doing the cuts, it's like I'm just imagining is he pulling over?
I don't know. I think he's probably doing this when he gets home and he's just changing. You know what I mean?
So he just has one long running thing and he's just taking it a bunch of times. He's doing a bunch of takes. Yeah, that makes that makes the most sense.
It can increase my studio's storage capabilities by 300%.
Wow.
So I'm going down to the Apple Store.
Better place.
And I've already paid for it. I've already ordered it. I have an appointment to pick it up. And guess what?
Michael, there's a way better places to get more storage than the Apple Store that costs you like hundreds less.
But he's made an appointment to pick it up. I know that is kind of normal. I think they just do that at Apple, you know?
Especially like 3 years ago. So we'll give him that.
I'm going to buy the 2 terabyte.
Wait, that cut. What?
To pick it up. And guess what? I'm going to buy the 2 terabyte version.
And guess what? Cut. I'm going to buy the 2 terabyte. My bitch wife can't stop me from buying the 2 terabyte.
Does he have a wife?
I think he does.
Does he have a wife? I've never heard him mention his wife one single time. Have you? Have you heard him even make reference to a wife?
I don't think so, but maybe he has. I don't know.
We've arrived at the local mall.
We're here.
That just so happens to have our local
Sorry. So I just am picturing like he gets into a fender bender, like an altercation, physical altercation with someone. And it's just from this angle. Someone punching into the car.
I love him like talking as he parks. Like I've done like little videos when I'm driving, like little podcasts when I'm driving. It sucks when you're even on the highway and you don't have to make a lot of moves. But when you're parking and stuff like that, it's impossible to pay attention to both. It sucks. You should never do a podcast while you're driving, folks. That's all I'm saying.
No, no.
So let's go pick up this product and see what it has to offer, shall we?
Please take us
all
in.
All right. As usual, I park.
Oh, his hair.
That's the thinnest it's ever looked.
The hair is wisping behind him. Transition lenses. This guy is looking like one of the goddamn cavemen from the Cavemen Show.
All right. As usual, I park as far away from the store in mall parking as I possibly can. And the reason is to get walking done.
No, I do believe I found it. Christmas.
Oh, he's looking like the old lady. The old lady angle. This guy coming around the corner like, ooh, Christmas. Listen, man, I can't get down on a guy like this. This is his thing. He's really into it. And he's like, I can see it. He's excited. He gets his money. He budgets it. And he gets to buy himself a little treat at the beginning of the month. You know, good.
So Crazy for Pig Pee says he's a walker just like me. He's a walker, not anything like me.
What do you mean? You guys both love walking around.
I got
the city?
A lot of steps today. Let me look at this. See
how many did
my
you get?
Steps are.
It's gonna be
23,498.
It's way higher than mine. Mine's gonna
but
be
I had
pathetic.
To do it in my new insoles. You gotta do like an hour more every day in these things, and they hurt your feet. It's so
I only have 12,000 steps. Yesterday I did 15,000. It's not bad.
That's okay. That's not bad.
Okay, so
There it is.
Oh.
Why'd you buy that at the Apple store? You could have literally gone to Best Buy and probably got it $100 cheaper.
Yeah, wait, you got an external hard drive at the Apple store? Why? Why?
Michael.
Go to Costco or whatever.
Michael.
Let's take it to the truck. Okay.
So what's
it's not even an app. It's that's not
so
even
I'm
an app.
Really excited about this product.
Walking by BJ's, he stopped in and get a Pazuki.
I don't know BJ's. I never.
They have Pazukis.
Never been. I heard of them from you.
Yeah. I don't go to BJ's either.
There it is. G technology, G drive, 2 terabytes. Ow. Hurts to even think about it.
Wow. That's something else, Michael. If you're feeling pain,
so here's the first.
Go to a doctor.
Oh, here we go. Here's a first for this channel. Here we go. Oh, this is all first.
I found the truck. So here's the first for this channel: an unboxing before I even get it home.
Cool.
Like I said, this is the G Technology 2 terabyte, 140 megabytes per second. Hard drive.
Listen. Has anybody in the chat heard of this brand before? I'm not trying to like. It's just a. He's like saying it like 160 megabytes per second.
It's
like,
not G technology in it.
It's just standard. Well, it's 3 years ago. Plop.
He does have a Captain America keychain. I am seeing that.
I've never heard of G technology, but it's just bizarre.
I've seen it.
Yeah. It's just like the idea of he's unboxing it like it's this like I'm really excited about this product. Like really? It's just an external hard drive. It just stores your files on it.
The microphone would have been more fun to see somebody open.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what's he gonna do with it once he opens it in his car?
Robert Max, this is not an exciting thing to unbox. It will contain the drive and a cord. Yeah, it's a drive that is just a black box. It's the least exciting thing, you know.
Let's proceed.
This is
the unboxing.
Michael, you need a knife.
Can't get it open as an actual Apple product, but the very fact that Apple even sells this thing on their website means that they do recommend this to work with.
Oh boy.
Michael, you're more gullible than I am.
Michael, that just means they came. Michael, yeah, that sucks. And fuck you, Apple, as well.
Whatever. Yeah. It's so funny to be like, well, Apple sells it, so it can't be crappy.
It can't be bad because Apple has it on their website.
Yeah.
Their products. As we bring it out, this is what it comes in inside the box.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. Box in the back.
G drive. Right. Yep. Bubble USB.
And that's the G drive. Oh, yeah. You shall be mine. So
like, dude, you know, does he know it just stores files?
No.
Does he know it just is a storage thing? What does he think it's gonna do for
him? Oh yeah, you shall be mine.
It feels like there's like some significance to him, like this is gonna allow him to like subscribe to some sort of pornography channel that he was unable to before or something. Like, it seems like he's very excited about this.
Oh yeah, it shall be mine. What is that even for? I thought you will.
So let's take a look at it.
Yeah, good point from Lauren, made
nice,
by Lauren
easy
B.
removal.
It's already his.
I know, he does own it already.
You bought it, it's yours now. You've done it, man.
It's like, no, they'll take it back.
Attractive tray, not quite Apple quality, but nice.
What the?
And
no,
first, we got
this guy loves this Apple. Guy, Apple's this, the only thing I found that he loves more than classic rock.
This guy is insanity. The tray. What did he? What is it? What kind of tray? What did he call it?
Hold on, I'll go back because it's funny.
Oh, nice, easy removal. Attractive tray, not quite Apple quality.
So it's an attractive tray, but not quite Apple quality. The tray this guy's like looking at all the wrong shit. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
He's just like, oh, the fucking plastic tray is all right. It's like, no, that doesn't matter.
I'm clicking on this link in the chat.
Nice. And first, we got the G drive itself. Paperwork, it looks like. Let's see.
A what?
Paperwork.
Wow. Very cool.
This is without a doubt. And listen, I haven't watched a lot of unboxing videos in my life. I haven't. I've seen a few.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I've seen a couple.
I've not seen a lot of them, but this seems like the worst one in the world.
It seems like if you were in unboxing, you wouldn't do a product like this. You would just not. You would recognize that it doesn't really have the no one's interested in watching this, really.
Do it with the microphone. Buy the goddamn microphone and do it. Even then, that's not even. You're supposed to unbox toys and shit. You know. Yeah.
I mean, I listen. Calm. I think it's really kind of a stupid thing to do and watch, of course. But yeah, if you're gonna do it with something interesting. This is a great shot, though. He looks cool here.
Did somebody point out? Show yourself recording stuff to save on the drive. Yeah, you can't write that off now. You can't write this thing off now, but you could have before.
Where's the trash? Okay, there. And you also get, just like I got with the 1 terabyte version, you get 2 cables with it.
Wow.
So I've got this insane idea on how to get this plugged in to my hub, as well as the original one that I have, which was the, they look identical. We'll see when I get back.
So he's like, I don't know where they fit the extra terabyte in there because it looks the exact same.
You think maybe my other one has an extra terabyte in it that I just have to figure out how to unlock?
It's HDD for Skull Poop asking. It's HDD. This guy right now is like, I got to figure out this crazy plan. It's like, what? Like, just plug them both in. Oh no, it is a bit more complicated than that, probably.
Sure, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
To the studio, just how identical. Yeah.
I wonder what kind of things he yells when he's trying to get this all hooked up when he gets home. That's what I'd like to see.
He's got this crazy idea. He's like, well, now I keep having to look on the back to see which is which because they fucking look the same. I can't tell which one's got more in them.
As memory serves, Captain. But anyway, this is great. So if I could get this plugged in and my other G drive, I have effectively increased the external storage capacity for YouTube videos, music files, and everything by 300%. And what I love about this device, I paid $100. $99.99, 2 terabytes.
That's nice.
The original one cost me $79.99 for one.
Damn. Oh, hang on. He's like, I'm starting to do the terabyte math here. This guy's so fucking stupid.
I'm starting to do the one of them has 2, and it was $30 less. I mean, it should be 50% less.
I think we just got the answer as to why he's buying this from Apple and not Best Buy. I think he got screwed by Best Buy.
1 terabyte. So they also have a 4 terabyte and a 5 terabyte version. I don't know why they don't have a 3. So down the line, I want to get to 5, and that would put me up at 8 terabytes of storage.
Jerry Seinfeld. They got the 2 and the 4 and the 5. Why not the 3?
Did you hear him like doing the math? Here, listen to the math.
5 terabyte version. I don't know why they don't have a 3. So down the line, I want to get the 5, and that would put me up at 8 terabytes of storage space. Okay, so that's the problem.
I hate to tell you, hey, Michael, they're going to come out with bigger drives, man.
Oh, no, don't tell them that.
You'll be able to put it all onto one drive. I'm telling you, man. No, you'll be able to do that if you want.
You want more drives, Chris. Like
currently, this current day, today, if you wanted to, you could get it all onto one drive.
No, you want more than one. It's for redundancy.
Yeah, 8 terabytes for video and music is a lot. But I don't think I think we're underestimating how much this guy's downloading. You know what
he's
I mean?
He's recording a lot of music, I think, is the thing.
Right. You think he's recording a lot? I think he's downloading more. Oh, God.
I think he's recording music all day, every day.
Why don't we get to hear it?
Well,
simple, very thin.
Yeah.
Attractive. Yes, you are, baby. And,
ew.
Yes, you are, baby.
He feels that way, really, in a way.
He does. He
like he's joking, but in a way, he like really has that sort of feeling a little bit.
Yeah, he is copying a lot of CDs, Chex Ferguson.
Effectively, I have just increased the storage capacity for my studio by 300%.
Yeah, you said that a number of times.
I can't believe how many times you said that.
So that was cool to see him out and about. I've never seen him outside
of
his house.
Different guy altogether.
Yeah.
He's out and about, you know. So I thought I'd look into another one of our, you know, we like to see Tom and Bunny doing different weird stuff. And then this came up.
Mm-hmm.
Invest in secret hideaway lifestyle.
The pyramid scheme?
I mean, you get in there, they're going to teach us how to invest. You know, how do you invest? I don't know.
That arm is, yeah, people are commenting on the arm.
Look at that guy right here. Look at this guy and his wife. That guy looks like he voted for Trump 4 times.
That guy.
He's been voting for Trump since 2004.
That guy, the only took a break from his ongoing orgy to vote for Donald Trump. The rest of the time, he's having an orgy with his swinger friends in Florida. And he took one single break to vote for Donald Trump.
I don't think this is the couple that introduced him to the dick needle, because that guy looked a lot younger than this guy.
Oh, yeah. No, that's not. Yeah.
He'd just been doing a tour over at Secret Hideaway Resort. And I know my hearing is whistling, but that's okay. And we ran into some friends of ours, and it's Frederick and Barbie.
Hello.
And we knew that they were part of it, but we didn't know how involved they were.
Bunny was sucking off the guy and I was kind of eating her ass, and she started saying, no, we actually have a large ownership,
we have a stake in this place.
Yeah,
we ran into some friends.
I like the way this guy said hi.
Of ours, and it's Frederick and Barbie.
Hello.
And
hello.
Was he mocking his wife?
I can't tell. It's very hard to hello.
Tom kind of has his little baby boy clothes on. I think it's just because of the camera thing. Again, he's getting fucked by the camera. Makes his shirt look so long, like a little baby boy.
It's just tuggers.
Yeah, he looks like he's got.
Hello.
We knew that they were part of it, but we didn't know how involved they were.
Oh my God, they were fucking sucking and fucking.
Oh.
And one of them got to talking about, you know, you can make a pretty penny off the Secret Hideaway investment plan. Yeah. We have,
yeah, this is, we don't even have a retirement.
Yeah, this is it. We're going to live here at Secret Hideaway. For people that don't know,
yeah,
we have looked at stuff about it. Is a place where you can invest in a room that's like a condo, and you can build your own playroom.
It's very cool.
Insanely funny video of Tom and Bunny walking around Secret Hideaway, peeking in the windows.
And
saying, this one is like a Japanese style room.
Really, really a fun thing. If you can imagine, like, what if, like, a person who can't quite get the capital together, but they have all the crazy ideas.
Let me just explain. All the ones they showed looked almost exactly the same, and they all looked like Tom and Bunny's house.
Yeah, they look like Tom and Bunny's house with like maybe like a poster with the theme or whatever, you know. There was like a kind of, but yeah, but you get to design your own playroom, and then other people will pick yours if it's the best one, you know what I mean?
Yeah, they got, I don't know how the website works. We should look at the website.
Let's go to the website and look. Yeah,
let's see if they let you scroll through
and see the different rooms. They have to. Otherwise, how do you know which one you're going to pick?
Secrets Hideaway. Okay, so I am going to the site. I'm going to go ahead and present screen so everybody can help me out.
Okay.
So this is it's a Mediterranean New Year this year.
Cool.
Secret side.
I was wondering.
Let's reserve a room, or do we want to go to Club Swinkster first?
No, let's get our room before we think about going to Swinkster.
Clubs. I want to say that Club Swinkster's avatar looks like a war helmet.
Yeah, it looks like a war helmet, or like something from like Squid Game or something. Club Swinkster.
I don't like the name. And let me tell you real quick, everybody. I'm right now prepping the Genealogy Guys episode where we're gonna have Dave Anthony on, and so many people think they're Vikings. So this could be a Viking thing.
That's cool.
You'll never believe how many people think they're Vikings and then find out that the Viking they think they're related to is fictional.
Yeah. Yeah, we're recording this week with Dave. These won't come out for a while, so apologies.
Yeah, they don't come out until the end of January. It's like we're doing the last two on this run, so it's Dave Anthony and Hayes Davenport. So
yeah, Hayes Davenport for Rat Pack guys, right?
But my wife has been asking me to have Dave Anthony on for like a year. I guess she thinks he's fucking cooler than me, you know?
Yeah,
we're reserving a room at Secret. Oh yeah, now we get it.
So, people are saying we should get Gareth on too. Well, we don't know.
I don't know Gareth. I know Dave. That's why
we don't know him. We only know Dave.
I know Dave through the Chapo guys.
So, sorry,
you know me. I'd love to have Gareth on. All right, so let's see here. So first we got the King Royal exterior. Let's check out the rates and maybe the unit. This is adjoining rooms. It's a completely remodeled 5-star condo. You can't
photographs, please.
You can't just give your fucking condo 5 stars. Wait. Well, I'm gonna go back. Oh, sex swing right there in the room. That's
right
nice.
There. There's a sex swing. That's kind of cool.
I like this section right here where apparently you like eat your food and watch porno, I guess, on the like this layout is a mess. First
it's
of
not
all,
great.
You
there's a
you can't swing on the stripper pole. How would you do that in there?
I'm not sure. It looks like they do have a good vibe, but it does kind of look like a nasty sex resort or whatever. Like
so
sort of like a corner of one, you know, with that horrible couch that's leather or whatever.
Well, they're all gonna be that. You know what I mean? But there's no possible way to use that stripper pole at all. Unless you're like chasing each other around it and peeking around. So I don't know. Like nobody could swing on it. You'll whack yourself into one of those cheap chairs.
You could be hurt. Yeah. I don't want the furniture to be red either, because red is the main color I want to see.
Oh, it's pink, Chris. Pussies are pink.
No. That's not what I'm saying.
And little round puckery buttholes are pink too.
Stop it.
So
you're somehow green grosser than the room.
Did the cabins and millwork for a condo complex like this on Maui, and they all look the same because it's always the same contractors and tradesmen. So there it is. Is there a Keurig? There's not even a Keurig in this place, which is kind of bullshit, I guess.
Okay, let's look at a different room.
Only like oh, there's the guy right there. We're just
can you zoom on him? Can you zoom on that guy?
I don't think I can zoom.
Yeah, you can. Come on, press the little thing and then the plus.
Where's the plus? Oh, I can't though because I gotta go in here.
Oh, I see. That's too bad. I'd love to see. Oh yeah, there he is. There he is.
Unlock this door to connect to condo 174 that has two queen beds on the garden front to create your own two-room party suite. Great for traveling with friends. Have fun on your own birthday suite. So this is a birthday suite.
We see you, creep. We see you trying to do a little side photo. We got you. You pervert. You little pervert.
There's the bathroom.
Yeah, whatever.
Mirror on the ceiling. Well, they got one thing right. That is Frederick.
Yeah, the mirror is pretty sweet, I'll be honest.
Yeah, you can watch yourself whack off.
Yeah, you can watch yourself whack off. Yeah.
Oh, that's a nice.
That's
view
the view from the window. No, come on, man. Don't even put that in, dude.
Honestly, you can't even park in front of your place.
At least there's not a car there, I guess. In this, like, they had to wait until the car left. Excuse me. You know who's driving that car? We need to take a photo to make our room seem enticing.
Okay. Next room, King Royal exterior, room 102. Let's take
a
look.
This looks kind of cool.
Yeah, it's got some art. I mean, I know Tom would love this.
Tom would be staring at that art for hours.
Twin bed. I mean, that's odd, I think.
Twin bed.
I don't know if it's a twin, but it
twin
doesn't look like
a
twin.
Twin bed is maybe a double at most. It's maybe a double. It might just be like...
What's this picture that just got smaller? Oh, it's a fisheye.
It's
that's
a
how
fish
Tom's
eye.
Arm gets.
Yeah,
how
yeah,
it
yeah.
is. Oh, that bed's small. Oof.
No, I think it's a queen. It is. It's just the angle okay. of it. It's a queen.
Well, now that
it's
I have a king bed, queen bed seem like tiny.
You got a king bed, eh?
I'd love it. I thought I didn't care about my wife was always like, we need a queen bed. And I was like, then I can't snuggle with you.
King bed.
King
said.
Bed. And I was like, but then when we got it, it was like this. I was really a complainer about it because I didn't want to spend the money and stuff like that. And yeah. Once we got it, she and I like were looking at it and we were like, when we first started dating, we slept together on a twin bed without sheets. My bed. So now
why
we have
you
a
have
king
sheets,
size.
You fuck? Hey, what the fuck, man? Why didn't you have sheets?
I didn't see any. I remember saying, why would you need something under you? You just need stuff on top of
you. So you were just on a mattress?
Yeah.
That's so fucking nasty.
And I had like
pillowcases,
this...
pillowcases.
No pillow. It was just the pillows. Just the pillows.
That's so nasty. That is so. The pillowcases is so much nastier. No pillowcases, because like you're just putting your fucking mouth on it and drooling on it, and it's getting. Lord knows what you were fucking. Oh God.
And there was this table in there that was so cheap. It was like an $18 for now. It would be $18 now. It was such a cheap table. It's just always falling apart. And it had a fucking, it had three 20 ounce Mountain Dew bottles full of cigarette butts on it. And it was just the nastiest place in the world. I now think of it and I'm like, I can't believe I lived there.
Oh, it probably stunk like cigarettes. So
hot pockets amount. Robin Bank is right. Me and Katie, when we first started dating, at the beginning of every week, Katie would bring hot pockets and Mountain Dew, like a suitcase of hot pockets and some Mountain Dew for me to drink through the
suitcase of it.
Yeah, like it was like 16 of them. You know, so I could have them for all the meals except for the one where I went over to the rental office and ate 12 cookies.
Wait, you just mean she would get them? Yeah, she didn't bring it in a suitcase.
No. It had a handle on it, though. It was like a box of Hot Pockets, and they had a handle.
I know what you mean. Yeah, I do know what you mean.
You can call it a crave case. Let's look at more of this room, this wonderful decorations.
Wow, this is just looks like a hotel room, like a shitty hotel room, you know?
Yeah, I wouldn't sleep in this hotel room. TV too high, by the way.
TV too high. Ooh.
What's this? What's going on? Is that
I kind of don't mind this. Kind of interesting here. You know, shitty
like
and kitschy or whatever, but I don't mind it. Good grab rails, of course.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, look at that shower. That's the kind of shower you need in your swinger.
Rhea Rock says ugly. Yeah, Rhea Rocks. Okay, sure. I guess
I mean, if you don't have this is a nice one here. This is more male presenting. Obviously, you got the purple lights, you got the mirror ceilings, you got the worst looking couch I've ever seen in my entire life.
Oh yeah, this is more this one feels
this is
like
theater looks, chairs.
This is... one sort of feels like you'd fucking light up a nice Drakkar Noir candle up in this motherfucker. Oh shit, yeah. What's that?
You don't
burning?
Have to light the candle.
What's that? I'm burning. Oh, it's my Drakkar Noir candle. Oh shit.
There's many leather bound books in this room.
Drakkar Noir.
Stop making fun of me. We're making fun of these rooms now.
All right, sorry.
The big lips. I hate this art. They all have like big lips art. Oh, wait a minute. What's
in the microwave?
What's in that mirror right there?
It's a mirror? I thought it was a microwave. It looks like where a microwave would be, you know?
Oh, nice tub.
I like that tub.
They don't usually have tubs in places like this. I had a real tough time getting
a reason. There's a reason for that.
When we moved out, when we stayed out west, when we came over, when we went to Seattle and Mount Rainier, they didn't have bathtubs in like almost any of the fucking rooms. Like, I really had to work hard to get a bathtub.
There's a 3D virtual tours, I think. But can we go to the one bottom right there? The new 3D virtual new. Do we go to that one? King new. Fantasy exterior.
I don't
we...
see it. King Fantasy. Oh yeah. Let's take a look.
Look at this one. Oh,
would okay, you th- like to spend your weekend sucking and fucking in here?
I mean, of all the places, I probably would, to be honest.
What's this thing? Is this a Cheshire cat?
I don't know. It's like it seems to be like stoners? Psychedelic. It's kind of psychedelic or whatever, you yeah. know. But it's yeah, I mean, it's horrible.
I don't know if I can. That do they all come with a stripper pole?
Yeah, this is the place that I would want to go be at, this though. Of all the places. Room, yeah. This is my room. You know me. You know I love to get high. I'm
what's
on
in
a week coming right now.
What's this? What's all this?
I'm not sure.
You know what that is? I can't figure what that out
is. Is that a litter box?
Yeah, it's for when people that like to crap in a litter box. Modest. Here's a modest one.
Oh.
Well, that is pretty modest, isn't it?
I'm not really sure about that.
Look at that TV. Look at the worst TV. The smallest TV you can get with a microwave.
You can't even see it from like the one bed. What are you watching on the TV? You have to ask.
One person's watching The Rookie and the other one's just...
Oh, fucking... nice view though.
That's a good view, yeah.
It's got a beautiful... Why do all the... excuse me, I'm just curious. It all looks nice, but does it have... a PLV, a parking lot view. I will only stay in a room if it has a PLV. Thank you very much. A really like snooty high society. I'll only stay with the PLV.
This is the cheapest one we've seen yet, I think. Condo 115. I don't know what you have to be looking for this to be your big fantasy room.
I think you just want to go there. You want to be at the event. You know there's going to be other people there sucking and fucking, and this is the cheapest one.
Got a nice Smeg-style refrigerator that's not...
Smeg?
You ever heard of Smeg?
Yeah, I don't know that you want to use
it's
that.
It's in all the Airbnb places.
Yeah, but you don't
now.
Want to use that in a sexual, when we're talking in sexual, because
I think
you
we're going to get a Smeg KitchenAid.
It reminds everybody of Smegma, of course, though.
What's you that? I'm kidding. I know what Smegma is. I was going to make you say it, but then I was
yeah,
like,
I wouldn't say it.
It's
nasty.
Dick cheese. It's the cheese that's under your ball. What's this? Oh, this is a music room, Chris.
Oh, that's cool.
When words fail, music works.
Well, what about, like, it's just rock music or all kinds?
It looks like rock music. Got a tape here. Let me see if I can zoom in on the cassette tape on the wall. Ah, shit. I zoomed
that's really
much.
Funny. Freelance communist said Schmegma is just pee. That's very funny.
It could be, yeah.
No, it's really funny.
Smeg. I don't know why they named it Smeg Ever. I'm British. You know what's weird? You know what's weird about that, Chris, is that me and John were doing the POD cast the other day when we were, we were recording and we're doing this thing. And fucking in the middle of the show, I start talking shit about something and I just call it shite out of nowhere. Yeah. John's like, did you say shite? And I'm like, I tried to stop myself in the middle of saying shite. And now I'm speaking British over here, you know?
Oh, why is that? Okay. Why do you think that's happening to you? Where are you picking it
I'm
up?
Turning British, I think.
Like, where are you picking it up, though?
I have no fucking idea. What about 130? Do you think we should look at 130, 128, or 129 here?
I don't know. I mean...
Look at 130. It's got a different sex swing.
This one's more of an upscale sex swing.
White leather is a.
Yeah,
is
I don't
a premium.
Know about the. Yeah, I mean it's good.
Oh but... my god, the anime pillows.
Hmm. I mean that's fine. Whatever, I guess. I don't.
Is that what's going on in the swing?
This is an anime. This is an anime room.
Oh my god, this is an anime room.
Cod freak, I love cod. Says, how do you even use the sex swing? I have not used a sex swing myself, so I can't.
I don't know
say.
How, but you can look at it and tell how it works. I'll tell you that right now.
I don't know. I'd imagine you know, but I don't know what the benefit is of it. To me, yeah, it does seem like it would be difficult to use.
I think it's because one person's in it and then their legs are in these things. A woman's in it and her legs are in these gimmicks right here.
Yeah.
And then you're just standing there. You don't have to do nothing.
You're just standing there and then she's going. It sounds like you have used one.
I haven't used one.
You
but
seem to understand like fully sort of how it all works and everything.
A person is sitting in it and you're fucking, you can either, you know, you can fuck Brian without using your hands and you can grab the titties and stuff like that, or you can eat her out or suck his penis. I don't think a lot of guys get in the sex swing though.
I think you're wrong.
But if you did, if a guy got in it, you could stick a dildo in his butt or whatever you want.
Or your penis if you wanted to. They have penis and butt sex. Brian is so outrageously heterosexual. He doesn't even really understand.
Heteronormative when it comes to the sex.
He doesn't understand even the concept of what gay people do sexually. It's a
little wire here sticking out of the couch. You always like to see that in your pictures.
That could be dangerous.
Some good wire management. This room sucks too. Right. King Fantasy exterior.
Oh,
our happy place. Leather.
Is this outside?
I don't know why it says exterior. Oh, this is from outside in. This looks like
doesn't
a nice
this
garage.
This looks like it's outside. It looks like it's like a outdoors. You know,
it kind of does. And there's a stripper pole here, and then there's a picture of a pickup truck right there, like it's some 8-year-old kid's room.
Where is it again? Where
I like Twux. This is in Florida.
Florida, yeah, of course. What am I talking about?
That's where all the swinging. Oh, I don't like this at all. I like how they label everything sex swing, weird cars, chairs for some reason.
Those are your watching chairs.
Why aren't they? It seems. I don't know exactly how they work, but it seems like you're looking at the back of somebody's head in those chairs.
Yeah, you know I don't know. I don't know. You'd know better than I do. It sounds
I
like
don't
you
know
experience.
Anything. I'm telling you, I'm going on just what, you know, what I've heard or seen or figuring out, not seen, but
yeah,
you know what I mean.
It's scary. I'm scared. I've talked about it many times. Painful sex is scary to me and those people who are like into, you know, dungeons and stuff. It's pretty scary.
Now that's a sex chair. I don't even know what you do with that one. That one's not as intuitive as you might think.
He's like, now that's one of the few models I've not seen. It's Brian right now. That's one of the few. Wow. We should actually look at getting this. This one looks quite cool.
I'm going to look it up. I would love to look it up like we did the Venus for Men and find out exactly what it does. I don't know how that one works. I'm about to Google different sex swings to find out how they all work.
Ryan, do you have any other videos like non-sex related or anything like that?
Maybe. Let's see.
I noticed there was some lists on your or a list of some videos on your thing there.
I know one guy we could look at. Oh, have you ever seen this, Chris? This might be old. Old hat. Have you ever seen this? Jim Brewer freaks out on a Pizza Hut commercial?
No.
Okay, I was watching this, and it gets so weird. Let's check. I hate Jim Brewer, by the way. I miss Jim Brewer because we used to talk about him a lot on Street Fight.
15 years old, this video.
Yeah. We used to goof on him a lot on Street Fight. You know what I mean? And I really like goofing on him, but I haven't done that in like 2 years now.
Yeah.
You know? So I was checking in on him to see what was up, and this came out. So I thought, I'm going to watch this.
Ready?
Challenge.
Here we are, ready, and
challenge when we're done. What's the line?
When we're done. Stuffed crust, pan pizza, kaboom.
Okay, stuffed crust.
Here we go, ready, and action.
Stuffed crust, pan pizza, kaboom.
Got.
Chow time.
That's for camera.
I know it's for camera.
All right, here we go. Let's go. One more take.
Oh. Why did they take it away from him? It was a great take. We can all agree the take that he had was flawless.
Excellent, though. Let me
here we go. Rolling. And mark it.
That's good, too.
Ready, Jim? Ready? And action.
Stuffed crust pan pizza. Kaboom!
Good.
You need to be a little less in the eyes.
What? But I do want to. I seriously do want to bite you when it's done.
All right. Okay. Here we go.
Is that a need? It's very serious, bro.
Finally, please. Here we go again. Rolling.
It's fun. It's for.
And
it's for the
marking. Quiet, please. Here we go. Ready and action.
One more time.
Here we go. And action.
Dude, relax. I'm not even biting. He's like this. Like I'm taking his wallet. Don't be taking me pizza, son. Don't be taking my pizza.
Honestly, the guy was being kind of weird about it, though.
I mean, I think
if he takes a bite of it,
that's his job.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's his job to handle the pizza.
Stuffed crust pan pizza. Just say it.
Don't even think about it.
Ready?
Stuffed crust pan pizza.
Stuffed crust pan pizza.
Here we go. Ready? And
you
action.
See him look at that guy?
Stuffed crust pan pizza. Kaboom.
Cut. Perfect.
Kaboom.
Nice.
Dude, don't roll up on me, man. Relax, man.
Now we're
dude, shoot this. No, why'd you film this now? Film Wacko over here. Dude, why are you even following me? And why is this not a
fake
problem
video,
when everyone else?
Yeah. This
video
is fake.
All right. Hey.
This video's fake.
Thank you. Can we look at another Jim Brewer thing then?
Yeah, we can watch something else.
Let me look up
Jim
Brewer.
Brewer would never do something good or real like that, you know.
That's fair. Well, I thought it was real because it seemed.
But you also did you buy an album from an AI band or there's
that was the thing I did. Yeah, I bought an album from an AI band. What do you want?
Wait. Right.
Oh, there's the true story.
Tell us about the Pizza Hut dude like 12 years ago. Okay. So Facebook is just starting, and I'm in Jacksonville, Florida. On Facebook. It said Pizza Hut. We represent Pizza Hut, and we want to do a commercial with you. Yeah, that's why you reach me on Facebook. Okay. Turned out.
I don't want to watch. I don't want to watch. What I'm interested in, Brian, more interested in now, is what did you order from that fake band?
A shirt.
And did you get it?
Yes.
And what's the name of the band?
I don't remember the name of the band. I could probably find it, though. Hold on.
That's what I'm saying, because I would love to listen to the music that you are like, holy shit. So
I'm trying to figure out.
For any of you guys who don't know, Brian, he only mentioned this once on a stream or Guys Plus.
No, it was on YKS, because I told him that at dinner, and then they got it out of me.
That's right, but you mentioned it still like in the Guys, like either on stream or Guys Plus. But you balls glued to asshole or something.
That's what I'm looking for. I'm trying to. Okay. Oh, here it is. I got it. I think.
Okay. So this is a song that Brian listened to that made him buy a piece of merchandise. This is fucked. Uncle Trash Records.
Well, I was shaving my balls and I got a little nick. I looked down, baby.
Now let me
Brian.
Say one thing about this. I don't want people this first of all.
Brian, what was
several
your deal?
Months ago.
So you were it's not like it happened when you were a young person. It doesn't matter if it happened 7 months ago. What was going through your head?
Me, I was walking around. And I just found this showed up and I was looking for music. So I just listened.
Really good point from Ordway. The song was uploaded 6 months ago.
6 months ago, then that makes sense. So it must have been right when it was uploaded.
You already caught in a lie.
I'm telling you what happened. It came out.
Yeah.
And I don't. This is
can we listen to some of their other stuff?
I don't think this is the right one because the one I had was all sort of like here.
I ate too much peanut butter. Now my farts are sticky.
Now let me say this. I like this kind of music.
I'm picturing you just chuckling.
There it is. They found it.
Chuckling to yourself. Man.
This is the shirt I bought, and I'm embarrassed by it. I'm just gonna say this. You're exactly. Thank you for finding it. No, I am. I told people to, for accountability.
Yeah, you should be embarrassed.
This is the shirt I bought. I don't know what the fuck I was thinking. It's not even something I would even think is funny. In
what is wrong with you?
I don't fucking know. What is wrong with
you, Ryan? Was it the time when your foot was hurt? What was your pill situation like?
I wasn't on any pills at the time. I just fucking, I guess I thought.
Wait, can you? I want to read it again.
It says, "Boy, am I useless?"
Wait, pull it up. Pull it up. Pull it back up. Come on,
you.
Pull it back up. I wasn't even looking. I was too busy laughing off microphone. Boy, am I useless. Cha cha cha. What does it say? I can't read
it. Just sitting here like a fucking toddler. And this is the song that I originally found. Thank you for finding it. Because this is the kind of music I like. And then I saw this and I thought somebody was just doing funny music.
It's 100% chive coded.
I'm sure it is.
This is chive coded to such a crazy degree that it's like, yeah, of course, a lot of people. Can we listen to that song? That's the one, right? Let's listen to that one.
And it's the song. And I don't know why I believed it. I don't know.
If you believed it, that's not even what I haven't even got to the AI part of it. Like, even if you thought like this is done by a fucking real person, why would you think that's good? And you should, like, not just good, but like I should buy the shirt.
I like that. This is why, because I like this kind of music, and it sounded like music I like, and I thought it was funny that day. So
let's
then
listen
I
to it, everyone.
Shirt.
Let's listen to this whole song that Brian. Who, by the way, you guys listen to his comedy podcast. You listen to his show, his
fair.
Comedy show, and this is what he thinks is funny.
This is not fair. All right.
I got my balls to my butt hole. Oh my God, what did I do? I can't take a dump because now my balls are blocking up my butt hole.
I'm sorry, that made me laugh. I can't help it.
Oh, yeah, it's a good start. It's a good start.
I fucking apologize to everybody, but this is the one I heard, and I was like, I like this kind of music. This is
it's funny. It's funny. You, of course, shouldn't buy a shirt.
That's the part I know. And I did. Here's the thing, though. I didn't buy the shirt from the company. I bought the shirt from a Redbubble page that was pretending to be the company.
Oh, that's right.
To siphon money off of them.
You got ripped off by somebody who's ripping off the AI people who are ripping off the music industry. Play a bit more.
Say it once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on you. Good God, I pulled too hard. Now my scrotum stretched out like a fucking yard. Oh, God, I grew my balls to my butthole again. Oh, my God, what did I do? I can't.
See, it's not bad music.
Ryan. Jace Beasley, subscribe to the Prime. I have a question for you. How did you feel about yourself when the shirt showed up in the mail?
Bad. That's why I don't have it anymore. I was like, I don't want this. I don't want anything to do with this. I felt stupid the minute I ordered it. I don't even know why I ordered it. Like, right away. That part I don't understand. I must have just had some money burning a hole in my pocket. It was $25. I was like, fuck it. I'll get this shirt. It's funny. Yeah. And then as soon as I was done, I was like, I don't even own any funny shirts. That would be the only funny shirt I own.
Senpuki. I think the recording could use a little bit more on the bottom end, to be honest. Oh, you probably got Bose. You're probably listening through Bose.
Yes.
That's probably the issue. I got Bose on right now.
Sit me in my room. Try it like that.
See, it's good music.
It's terrible. It's terrible.
This was the early. This was like, because now I know all that. Like, I catch it all now. Like if you're on, because YouTube is just positively like crammed with AI crap.
I've never seen any of it. I don't
really.
Think Yeah, I swear to you, I've never seen any of
it. You haven't seen, like, What If the Avengers was filmed in 1955?
No.
Or, like, Back to the Future with somebody else? That's just, it's all crammed on. Yeah,
Skull Poop has it right. That's because you bought a t-shirt.
I did.
And now they're like, here we got one.
They're not going to get me again.
Got it.
They will not get me again. Hey, look. Listen, everybody, that's on me. I got caught. I admitted it, and I told it to all the people that'll goof on me the most.
Uh-huh.
So, you want to see what some... I wanted to show you. I was looking at this today because this week on a Hot Wife tier. For the Patreon, I will be recording Holy Boys, me and Tom Sexton.
That's right. And the Chris Haters, you gotta pay. You gotta
win again.
You go. What's the when? If you gotta pay $8 for the hate.
Yep.
You gotta pay $8 for the hate. If you hate Chris and you want Brian by himself, you have to pay $8. That's the only tier where it exists. Sorry.
So I'm trying to find stuff, and I decided to look at our guy Kelly K.
Ooh, I love Kelly K.
I want you to see this because you have to see what he looks like now, first of all. And then let me get my thing open so I can just show you like a couple of things from him. Okay. So I'm getting a video. I'm sorry. I didn't plan on doing this.
This guy's such a marketing genius. He's like, this is like, I didn't even... They're not even like allowing me to do this, really.
No, I'm not gonna do it on a show because I thought
I'm not supposed to be showing you this at all. Like, if the bosses knew I was even showing this, they would be so mad. But because you guys are such good subscribers.
No, what happened? What seriously, I thought I was gonna run out of time to prep the episode, so I don't need this.
Oh, he doesn't look great.
Holy Boys. I'm gonna get some Jesse Duplantis stuff and some kind of stuff. So he looks weird, right?
Yes. Does he seem like he's all right or
no?
Okay.
I'm gonna play this.
Like, hell's not even a concern of mine, right? Like, the only concern that I have of hell is I don't want anyone to go there because I realize how good our God is. Amen. So there should come a point, and I'm not getting on to you at all, but I'm just saying for all of us, there should come a point. Yeah. We get saved because it's like, I'm a mess. I don't want to go to hell. But the longer that you're in relationship, it shouldn't be about, I'm afraid to go to hell. It's, God, you are so good. I just don't ever want to be away from you. Listen, that's why it drives me insane
here.
When we see these questions in here or people.
I've heard this kind of.
The counter has been going the wrong way.
There it is. Okay. So he's got a TikTok counter behind him.
Okay.
So hear this. Here he goes.
Where people write me 9 million times. The counter has been going the wrong way. By the way, all right, the counter has been going the wrong way for a couple of days now. And I know it's TikTok's fault. It is. They're hiding my stuff, but it makes me sad. I just, look. Went the wrong way again.
Oh. And
that's all right.
So
that's all right.
And
who
would not want this guy teaching their children about God and the Bible?
Anyway, it drives me insane when I see these questions of is it a sin to get a tattoo? Is it a sin to smoke? As a Christian, can I watch horror movies and still get into hell? All those questions are telling me is that you do not have a revelation of how good our God is.
All right, so I'm sitting here, I'm listening to this thing, and I just keep, I keep listening, and then this happens.
Listen, if you do this for numbers, anyway, that was a little bonus teaching for you there. It worked? Okay. We're going the wrong way, friends, the wrong way. Listen, if you do this for numbers, you won't be in it for very long.
Depends. You do it for numbers and you get good numbers anyway.
It'll keep you going if the numbers are going the right way.
And
it's going the wrong way.
Seems like you're doing it for the numbers.
You can't stop paying.
All right, because you will get very, very heartbroken. If you do ministry, for those of you in here who want to do ministry, I know that there are people that watch me and you think, oh, man, I want to do that. Please understand that what you watch of me is the smallest of what I do.
Okay, number one, I don't want to do this. You look bad. Like, the first time I saw him, he didn't look unhealthy.
He looked better before you started doing this. When
and
I knew you
before.
Now he's
got the leather jacket now.
You look, I don't know, you look like a guy got a BMX bike or whatever. I don't know, man. I'm just not really feeling your whole thing now. I'm not trusting you.
Filming now. In a Steak and Shake.
I'm not, it's I don't smallest. Know.
Amen. But if you do it for just, oh, I want people to like me, it's not going to work out for you. So we do this because I don't care if you follow me. I want you to follow Jesus. I use this as something to show me there's one more person that we...
No, not one more, one less.
one more, sometimes one less. And also, like, what are you talking about? He's like, listen, man, you can't get hung up in the numbers. I do it because I just want to see if there's, like, one more person subscribing, which is different. He's got it behind him on his stream. He's like, you can't get hung up in the numbers, man.
Reach for Jesus. There's one.
I don't know how you scan the QR code here. Maybe you get another phone. I don't know.
You gotta get a second phone.
One more person that's watching, listening to the teachings of Jesus. Amen. Amen. No, your car is so loud. We all woke up when you left. Sorry. I'm sorry, when my truck gets fixed, then that won't be a problem. So I have
Wait. So somebody in the chat is like his neighbor or something, and it's just like, hey, by the way, when you fucking got up, like, you gotta fix your truck. Like, it woke us up.
My truck is broken. This is good. If these numbers start going the right way, I'll be able to finally get my truck fixed.
Man, this is not funny. I should not be laughing at this. That is so hard. His number is physically, he's got a number behind
number
him.
And it goes down. It tells him what it does.
You should get a machine that doesn't allow it to go down. I can't believe you would allow that to happen to yourself.
I can see the numbers. I know when they go down.
Yeah, man. You don't need to show everyone live. Oh, my God.
I don't
know
what it's tracking. It can't be tracking, I guess, like...
views? Maybe. No, I don't know what it is. It's TikTok,
it's
so I don't know what it is.
56,551 of something.
So it can't be. What is it? Somebody who uses TikTok more than I do. What would that be? What would that be?
These Christians can get a lot of followers. I think it's got to be followers.
It must
right?
be followers, right? People are unfollowing him at that fast.
Yeah, like, look at him. He's
yeah, exactly. I was
going to
say, like, why would you? But it's like you could just look at his grid or whatever, and you could be like, oh, okay, this is heading in a direction. Please. Like, he's got the devil colors, the famous black and red devil colors, man.
Yeah, please, dude. Don't focus on it. Go get yourself better, okay?
Yeah, he does.
Go on a run with Wang Chung.
Yeah.
Those of you who know, I crashed my truck like right before we went on the revival. A lady pulled out in front of me, and it's a mess. Dealing with it is a mess. But I also have like an old Mustang, and it is loud. It's got, you know, it's fast and loud. So sorry, wife. So sorry. All right, let's.
His smile and his laugh doesn't read as like enjoying himself.
It sort of reads like when I'm seeing him talk about this story, it sort of leaves me wondering, the lady who pulled out in front of you, is she okay? is she doing okay?
Oh, don't make me think that he killed a lady and he's complaining about it. One point, it's a whole fucking thing. Now I got to go to court for involuntary manslaughter.
Yeah, this could be a really
his hat is Yahweh. I'm almost positive.
Yeah, it says Yahweh, which is I only know from the snake guy who I used to prank call when I was talking about Yahweh. It's something from the Bible.
LL Killjoy, this is not from the POD cast. This is from the episode of guys called Hip Christian Guys. And he was much happier back then.
Pray and jump into the book. So we are going through my book, Get Lit, Stay Lit, Spread It right now. This is the second
book. Okay, I'm done. Get Lit, Stay Lit, Spread It.
Get Lit, Stay Lit, Spread It.
For the people that are sad because we did that on here, I am going to have Kelly K on Holy Boys. He's never been on it before. Me and Tom will have fun taking a look at him.
So you're saying that for the people who found it to be too sad to watch him, you're going to have more of him and make fun of it more. And they're going to
find some more sad stuff. Maybe some stuff before he was sad.
Yes, because he used to have his Wang Chung days. He was top of the world.
Oh, my God, dude.
The amount
he could hold a lady back from seeing Wang Chung. He, like, had that power.
He basically had a 3D printer for pussy at that point.
And he didn't even go for it. He didn't even care. He was not even doing the pussy.
Well, that's what he said, but I think he did.
No, he didn't. He didn't fuck anybody. And he just did the did, like, he kept Wang Chung from getting pussy is what really happened.
Yeah,
you know?
I think, yeah, that's true. No one ends up having sex at all under his watch. Yeah.
Well, thank you, everybody, for coming in and making fun of me. And
who should we raid, everyone? Libby? Libby?
Jimmy Fallon coordinate says Wang Chung bus had a record sale counter. Going wrong way, Kelly. The ticket sales are going the wrong way. If you're going to concerts, just to do the long way.
Yeah, the Wang Chung guy's pointing to the ticker for how many blowjobs they're getting after the show. And Kelly K's got a ticket. It's going down.
Kelly K is saying, if you're doing this for maximum amount of blowjobs, you just shouldn't even be in this, you know?
Kelly K is not on. We're not rating Kelly K. We'll rate Libby, who's a future guest on Hiking Guys and maybe another episode. Episode 100.
They all know who's on the episode I posted.
Oh,
but they don't know anything about how it played out. Which
it was really good. The episode 100 for what we tried to do, and like it could have gone real poorly. I think it went really well. Brian, you agree? Like it was fun. It was a good
episode. As soon as I walked out, my wife was like, "So was it okay?" And I was like, "100 times better than I pictured it." Like,
yeah, I did.
Picture disaster. Is the thing, like,
yeah,
so,
yeah, yeah.
And it came out. It was very funny. I thought it was very funny.
I got some good posts. I found some good posts. Definitely, I got on all the forums, and yeah.
He did great.
I didn't mail it in.
Now maybe he can start prepping more of the episodes, and you know, maybe
Brian. Don't be thrown off by the fact that Brian starts the episode by saying he's totally worn out and tired and doesn't feel like he wants to do it.
And
or
then
something.
About an hour and a half into it, also
says it again. But don't be thrown off by that.
It's very funny. It's very funny. And Chris did flub. Yeah. All right. We'll see you all this week on Guys is Action Figure Guys with Jeremy Kaplowitz.
Yeah.
And Holy Great Boys app. Coming soon. Holy Boys might come like early next week because. I don't know how I'm going to do
it. Oh, something else in your house is going to come early next week, eh? Well, that'll be nice for you. Have a friend for once.
Hold on.
Sweet.
God damn.